أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى. فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى. ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى. صدق الله العظيم. The last ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed so many nations before them, is that not a factor that would guide them towards Allah Rabbul Izzat to realize and understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَكَانَ لِزَامًا وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. That if it was not for the word that had preceded from your Lord and the time that had been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَكَانَ لِزَامًا, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been imperative. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about two aspects, that when a nation and a community commits kufr and shirk, or for that matter when a community or an individual breaks the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the reality is this, that one becomes worthy of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. But we've seen over history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish a nation or a community immediately. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a Nabi. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down several reminders. And even after the Nabi or the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish. Allah Rabbul Izzat gave respite. And this is what Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about in the first part of the ayah. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, that this word that has preceded, that is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is always in dominance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives chance. Allah Rabbul Izzat is the knower of everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not retaliate immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this respite. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for those proofs that become evident, apparent to one and all, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab comes down. And secondly, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come down immediately, because Allah Rabbul Izzat himself fixes the time. The time is appointed, and hence here Allah Rabbul Izzat in this ayah clarifies this aspect, that we will see throughout history the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Lut alayhi salam, and we'll go on, and we'll find that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given each nation sufficient time to think about bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very directly, and this was when the kuffar of Makkah began to taunt and abuse Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam verbally also, that they began to call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a sorcerer, and sometimes they would say he is bewitched. Sometimes they would say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wa na'udhu billah, is insane. Sometimes they would say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fortune teller. And in this manner, they would voice the opinions with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such opinions that would create hurt in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. O Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make sabr, endure, persevere, عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ, upon that which they say. That is the first remedy and cure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Secondly, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. Make the tasbih, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the praises of your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the rising of the sun. And most of the commentators here said that this is with regards to the Fajr Salat, وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا, and before the sun sets, that is the Asr Salat, وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ, and in portions of the night, and that is the Maghrib, Isha, and the Tahajjud Salat, وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ, and in the ends of the day. Some have stated that this refers to the Zuhr Salat. So there are two remedies that Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept, two cures, two prescriptions. One is to make sabr, and the other is to continue performing Salat and pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't direct your attention towards what the people are saying. Direct your heart towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Allah Rabbul Izzat said in the other ayat of the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the assistance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with sabr, with endurance, perseverance, patience, and performing salat. Here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala elucidates this. Thereafter Allah says, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, so that you will be well pleased. Well pleased is here in this material world. Now your attention is directed towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So there would not be any constraint in your heart. You will not feel bitterness in your heart. But here, because of your ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, your heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat will be inclined, and obviously you will experience the tranquility. Also some have said, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, that you will be pleased, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will please you in the hereafter with the rewards of all these ibadat that you have carried out on the surface of this earth. In the next ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Like how you continued to focus your life towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, you never looked for the luxuries of this world, you continue to do that, and do not stretch your eye, do not turn your eye to those things that we had granted them, the zahratan, azwaja minhum, the different groups of people on the surface of this earth, the comforts that we had given them. Do not look at all those material things, but rather you focus on the life that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given you. This was the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even before this ayat was revealed, that our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not focus towards the comforts and the material things that Allah had given the kuffar, or whether it was the Yahud or the Nasara, whoever it may have been. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had remained focused, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, we had given them this zahrat al hayati dunya as an adornment of this material world. And why we gave them, it is not proof that we are happy with them, we are pleased with them, but linaftinahum fi, we had given them so that we may test them in these ni'mats that we had granted them. Test them to see if they turn towards me, or if they turn away from me. If they make shukr and they appreciate, or they remain unappreciative of those ni'mats and the favors that we had granted them. And by and large we had found that whatever Allah had granted whoever in a state of kufr, they generally turned away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So hence Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in commanding Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is a command to you and I, the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. That whatever Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us, we should be content with it, and our gaze should be towards the giver, that is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not even whatever Allah has given us, for that we make shukr, but we should not indulge in it to that extent that we forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَرِزْكُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, and the rizq and the sustenance of your Rabb is khair, it is better, وَأَبْقَى, and everlasting. What is the rizq that Allah had speaking about here? One is the nubuwat that Allah had granted Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Secondly, this Qur'an that Allah had granted Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The deen that Allah Rabbul Izzat granted him. The various victories that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had granted him. All that is khair, all that is better, wa abqa, and everlasting. And that is with regards to the great favors that Allah will bestow upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hereafter. So very many lessons we learn from these ayat, whilst we find that the difficulties that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had gone through was because of the deen of Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commanded him to endure, and Allah commanded him to perform his salat, not to look at whatever Allah had granted others, but rather to look at what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants oneself. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.